Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh, you ready for Christmas now? Are you in the season now?
No, I think I'm going to go shopping today. I need to get some stuff. I don't want to wait. I don't want to be that person that waits to the last minute.
You going to store shopping or online shopping?
What are
you
doing? I'm going to go to the store. I had to go. Like, this is how I fooled Harper. So, parents, if you can do this. I told him that Santa said this year he was just going to buy him some draws. So I took him to the store and bought him a couple packs of draws because I told him that's what Santa wanted me to do, right?
Did he buy it?
Yeah. He was not happy. If you get these draws, Santa will negotiate. I'll talk to him later on the night and I'll see if, you know, you can get some toys. So if you want some toys, show me what kind of toys you want.
Oh,
he showed me.
You pulled a fast one.
Yeah, because he showed me what he potentially want, but I told him Santa said, no, you're going to get these draws first. So I bought him some draws.
And he bought it hook, line, and sinker.
He wasn't happy.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Because I tried to get him to take pictures of his draws. He was like, no.
He's like this bleeping guy.
Yeah, he probably, if he could call me mean and hurtful names, he probably did.
He's thinking it.
Because he's like, why is Santa buying me these gifts so early? I said, because do you know how hard it is to find draws?
One day when he's older, he'll remember this. Like, you're ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494. Ridiculous might be what some people are calling the topic of the show today. That's fine. It's a safe space. It is a safe space here. We're going to welcome now into our safe space, Eagles sideline reporter Devin Caney, of course, with us as well at WIP. Devin, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's always like it. I feel like I'm underwhelming compared to what Hugh opens up the segment with.
Always. So.
You got to bribe these kids. You got to give them something to look aspire for. So I bought him some draws for Christmas.
The lesson is lie to the kids. I mean, that's the lesson we're going with today. Devin, welcome on in. All right.
It is.
I mean, it works, obviously, until they're old enough to understand. And then they call you out. All right. Before we get into topics that apply to the day to day, this is safe space. And we just want to ask you, we're going to ask everyone on the show with us today. Devin, have you thought about what the Eagles' offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback? Has that thought crossed your mind at all yet? We're having that safe space discussion today on the Midday Show.
Has that thought crossed my mind? This season, no. I mean, that's a tough question because, like, he's the backup quarterback, and I think he's a really good backup. And I think in Philadelphia, the backup quarterback position is valued, I think, more than, like, most other markets, because look at what a backup quarterback did for us back in 2018, right? Nick Foles is a legend in this town. So I think we put a lot more emphasis on that position. And I think it's worked out for the best in that case. Cause like Tanner McKee isn't a massive step back, I would assume, if he were to go in. Like last season when he played for those last few games, when Kenny Pickett went out with his rib injury after he was in for Jalen Hurts. So do I think Tanner McKee is a very good backup? I'm trying to word this so I don't like insult Tanner McKee because I think he's a very good football player. But like, no, it's not something that's actively in the forefront of my mind, knowing that Jalen Hurts has led this team to two Super Bowls, won one, and also won Super Bowl MVP. So No, I guess is my short answer to that.
Devin, where are you right now with your panic level for the team? Not just the quarterback, but just the team. So two straight losses. Now, they did that in October, and then they bounced back with four straight wins, which that would be great if they could pull that off again and win, you know, reel off four in a row and make us all feel better before the playoffs. But where are you panic level with the team considering what happened a couple years ago? Because there's those vibes are out there. It keeps coming up. You know, a collapse, and they go down the stretch of the season with some games they should be able to win, but we said the same thing 2 years ago. Where's your panic meter right now as we enter the final month of the season?
I don't think my panic meter is super high, but I've always kind of trended cautiously optimistic when it comes to really any Philly sports team, but especially the Eagles. And Friday's game was the first game, like even after, you know, the two losses earlier in the season, even after the Dallas loss, Friday's game was the first game where I'm like, this could go bad. Like, I don't know if it's going to be easy to bounce back from something like this. That being said, so I mentioned this on the morning show, listening to Jordan Mailata talk, and I know that he's a leader in that locker room. I also know, and he knows, that he's not having his best season, which I think makes it all the more authentic. Jordan Mailata coming on WIP last night and saying, this is nothing like 2023. Like, I can promise you that. We can nip that in the bud right here and now. That made me feel a lot better. And also being in the Eagles locker room most days of the week, like, they seem fine when we're in there. And it's pretty obvious when media, you know, enters the locker room, but I don't think that it's a front. I do think that they're still a close-knit group culturally for the most part, and I'm not sure if they had that in 2023. So that gives me confidence. I also think that this team is resilient and has shown that they can bounce back. Sometimes they're even like strongest when they bounce back. I was talking about this on Saturday when I was on right after the game, where it's almost similar to the Phillies. I think that it's like a Philadelphia mindset to be the underdog. And I think that's been an issue with the Phillies. You know, we see them come up short in the postseason year after year. And I think that could be affecting the Eagles this season, where they're almost not used to being, or they don't thrive as being like the favorites, the front runners, the reigning champions. And we knew that going into this season, Nick Sirianni's messaging to the team was, you know, we're not reigning Super Bowl champions. Like, this is a whole new season. That being said, every single team is coming in playing them like they are the reigning Super Bowl champions, because they are. They're bringing everything they have. And I think the Eagles need to meet that challenge head on, and they're struggling with that. But my panic meter, still cautiously optimistic. Didn't love what I saw on Friday, but I do think that they can still get it together. They still have time.
Devin, what's your thought on the Eagles? And look, doesn't mean they can't change their minds, or maybe they're not telling us, but the insistence publicly from Nick Sirianni to continue with Kevin Pitullo as his play caller. Your thought on that? Because it seems like it would be the easiest lever to pull. Way easier, obviously, than changing quarterbacks or anything like that. It'd be the easiest lever to pull, but it seems like Sirianni believes in his guy, Kevin Pitullo, and they're going to stick with that.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw or talked about what Nick Foles, speaking of backup quarterbacks, actually said on, I don't know what it was, like his podcast. He posted it did numbers. Where he's talking about the emotions on the sideline and how this is Kevin Pitullo's first season, like, calling plays from the sideline. And, you know, you look at someone like Vic Fangio on the opposite side of the ball, he watches and calls the games from upstairs, from the booth, because he can see what the opposing offenses are doing and he can make adjustments. And what have we heard throughout this season from a lot of the offensive players? They failed to make in-game adjustments. And Nick Foles, in his clip, basically said, like, I think they should try putting KP up in the booth and seeing if maybe he's affected less by the emotions and moments down on the sideline. And he can read the opposing defenses a lot better from up there. So I think if you're going to stick with Kevin Pitullo as the play caller, maybe even just a little adjustment like that could help. Like, at this point, it can't hurt, right? Like, you might as well try it. We're going into week 14, still getting tons of penalties, still not executing well. And I just think that you might as well go for it. If you're not going to, I'm not saying that he should be fired. I don't think that that's the answer, because look at what happened in 2023 when the same thing happened on defense. Like, it actually just made them spiral even faster downward. But I think just like any sort of change to see if it works at this point, you might as well try it.
Devin Caney with us here as we talk through this Eagles mess. They lose to the Chicago Bears on Black Friday. Next up, Devin, a trip to L.A. to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Devin, we're going to wait news on if Justin Herbert's going to play. He had a broken hand. He had surgery yesterday. It's his non-throwing hand, so we'll see if he could play in the game. But, Devin, what do you expect out of the Eagles on Monday night? This is now becoming, like, they got to get this back on track, and this is a big one suddenly against the Chargers on Monday night. What's your expectation for what we're going to see in that game against the Chargers?
So I know this sounds ridiculous because, like, I kind of felt this way going into the Black Friday game against the Bears, but I really do believe that this team bounces back in a really strong way, and it plays into what I was saying in them thriving with an underdog mindset a lot more than they thrive as kind of the front runners. And I think coming off a two-game losing skid, they're going to be hungry, and they're going to be – they don't hear, or they say they don't hear and pay attention to the outside noise, but you have to know that, you know, some of that's getting through. And I think that it's a team that plays their best when they're playing with a chip on their shoulder, especially a guy like Jalen Hurts. And I'm hoping that maybe they can use this as fuel rather than letting it bring them down, rather than letting it kind of spiral downward the way it did in 2023. I'm hoping they can use it almost as a springboard to use as motivation. So it feels like they're lacking that motivation, that want to go getter mindset, really on both sides of the ball this season. And it's understandable. Like, they just won the Super Bowl, and not only won it, like, they crushed most of their opponents throughout the postseason last year, aside from the Rams. So I think that they need some extra oomph, and I think that they've gotten it in this two-game skid and all the outside noise that they're hearing.
Well, hopefully it's a bounce back. After they lost those two games in October, they bounced back with the win over the Vikings and the Giants. That could be the next 2 weeks with the Chargers and the Raiders coming in. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Scoops.
See ya.
There she goes. Devin Caney, Eagles sideline reporter. So she hasn't thought about it. She hasn't. This is the safe space, right? You could say if you thought about it. Kyle's yeah, welcome.
I think a lot of people are lying.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you expect today? I mean, led by Douglas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I wasn't lying. I haven't thought about it because I already know what it looked like.
You made it okay for everyone to lie.
Well, no, I'm saying because I know what it looks like. I know what it's going to look like. So it's like, it's not going to happen.
Hold on.
Yeah, but if you've thought of it,
if you know what it looks like, then you have thought about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I caught you. No, because I didn't have to think about it because I had vision. I had that third eye. So I kind of knew. I know what it's looking like.
No.
It's kind of how the third eye works. Yeah.
Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Be honest. Have you thought about what the Tanner McKee would look like in this offense? Yes or no? We're at 54% yes, 46% no. So more than half of people do and have thought about what this thing.
It was at 63% before the show.
Oh, so yeah, it's moving a little bit.
It's moving back. I suspected that as soon as we got the shameful tweets from people.
Oh yeah, like Eagles Twitter. I can't believe you'd What you thought about what the backup quarterback would do? You're the worst person in the world. Well, I'm sorry, guilty as charged. Will in the Northeast, what's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
Come on, man. Let me cook now.
Cook, Will. You know what?
Because, listen, I'm the solution to all this.
Of course,
man.
Of course.
And y'all just not listening, okay? First of all, I'm going to agree with McNabb, and I hate to, right? But see, when you say something, you got to understand what's being said and tell the people why you're saying it, right? Now, it is a trust issue and accountability issue, right? The coaches don't trust the quarterback. The quarterback don't trust the coaches. The running back don't trust the offensive line. I mean, it's a trust factor all the way around, from the top to the bottom, right? So my thing is, in order to build that trust, you have to take accountability. And that starts from the top down, from the coaches to the players, right? And my thing is, when you take that accountability individually and then as a team, then we can start moving. My thing is, y'all keep saying bench Jalen, bench Saquon. That's why nothing's getting moved. There's no type of motion.
Bench them all.
Bench people. You think what I'm saying? Let's start thinking outside the box. Let's start resolving the real problem. Now, let me finish with this, man, because my thing is this, and I'm going to need the music in a minute. Just for a minute. I'm going to need the music because this needs to be said. My thing is this, right? As a team, I keep saying, look back at that mic'd up Super Bowl where everybody was mic'd up. Look at that, man, because everybody had the four C's. They had confidence. They had confidence in everything on the team. I'm losing my train of thought. But listen, give me the music, man. Let me just shut it down. Give me the music. Come on.
You heard it, Kyle. Give him the music. Now, you see, you talked to Kyle wrong.
It's a little pushy.
All right, listen. All right. I'm gonna say it straight up
so
everybody can hear. Mm-hmm. Listen. We done played in all the different storms. We played in Wendy. We played in a Wendy atmosphere, a rainy atmosphere, and a cold atmosphere, right? The biggest storm is in us. The whole thing is, do we have the will and the courage to overcome this storm? See, individually and as a team, we have to all understand that we can't win it individually. We have to win it as a team. And right now is the time to chime in and actually get on one accord. Now, what I want to say with KP, listen, man, I think you can call a good game. You put up 21 points in one quarter, and you could do that the rest of the game. You could put up 45 or 50 points as long as you got the right strategy and understand your team, right? You got to know your players. So my thing is this, man. Let everybody get on one accord. Let everybody start communicating more. Let everybody get their confidence. Let everybody get some commitment. Let everybody get some consistency. And let's, goddammit, win the Super Bowl. Because that's where we need to be right now.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, the whole thing, I'm going to say it and I'm going to end it like this. Are you willing to put everything on the line to weather this storm that we in?
I'm not.
And I know y'all can. Because you know what? We were stripped of our identity. We are the damn Super Bowl champions.
We are
the Super Bowl champions. We are the defending champions. And everybody stripped us of our title. And that's where our identity is. So now we have to get back to our identity and understand we didn't pay to the jungle. And everybody's hunting for us. And so let's start to win.
Is it snowing or raining?
And get off this. You know, not knowing not having no trust in your foot and your players. That's it, man.
So disrespectful.
That's all I got.
Good call, Will. Appreciate the whole thing.
You're going to hit it with a good call. Yeah. You weren't even paying attention.
he lost his train of thought. I lost mine at some point. We started talking about the weather and the presence and all that.
Jesus be offense.
Yeah. I think
what are we doing?
Yeah, this all feels like a way of talking around of this the safe space. It's a safe space. You can say it. You've thought about the backup quarterback. I'm not going to judge you. I didn't judge Kyle. I didn't judge you for lying.
I didn't lie.
You did.
I didn't lie. I never thought about it.
You forecasted what would happen if the key came in.
I told you who I thought about in this offense, And it got me ridiculed. It got people got mad.
All right, so
but I thought that was in the moment.
We're all curious. We've all been fantasizing.
What's more offensive, Hugh wondering what Dak would look like in Eagles offense, or me wondering what Tanner McKee would? At least McKee's an Eagle.
Yeah, I mean, one of them's a Cowboy.
You know what's funny? I guess it was the timing. Timing is everything.
Well, because we just got torched by Dak the day before. I mean, you really did something.
You did. You rubbed some salt.
People were mad. They were like, "Why did you do that, Hugh?
How could you put that thought out there?"
No, well, that then
because I was asked the question.
They reminded you that you never won a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's how it gets
actually,
personal.
You were not asked that question. You were asked a different question.
Well, I told you what I was thinking.
You told us what you were.
Why did you do it, Hugh? Yeah. I used to look up to you.
I loved you.
You still look up to me. I don't know why, but you do.
All right, let's go to Derek. Who's up next? Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's up?
Derek,
real quick, listen. If we was like 4-8, you know what I'm saying? Or it was like week 14 and we had no chance of making the playoffs, then it's like, yeah, who wouldn't want to see what it looked like with somebody else, right? But like the players say, they can still accomplish all the stuff, right, that they want to accomplish. Like, yeah, it looked bad right now, but I wouldn't – if you move off the quarterback right now, it's like you basically – You pretty much throwing the towel in on the season because, like, there's no guarantee that Tanner McKee going to come in and look. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we got you.
We let you cook.
And, like, Tanner McKee going to come in here and look like, you know, he had a couple good showings, like preseason, you know, playing against some teams that weren't really playing for nothing. Like, he showed some glimpses. You understand what I'm saying? But I just wouldn't go to him right now in the midst of all this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, because they're 8-4, they can still end up being number one seed and all that. So that's just my take on that. And then before I go, Hugh,
yes,
my brother, listen, main man that called earlier, right? A lot of us callers, I know for me, I'm in the truck like 10, 12 hours a day, right? So I listen to WIP. I know I listen to it a lot more than you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when callers call in and say they be hearing this, that, and the third, I guarantee you he ain't lying. Just because you're not saying it or you're not hearing it doesn't mean that he's not hearing it on the show because y'all get a lot of callers. There's 3 or 4 different kind of shows. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people do call in and they be talking around conversations. We all do it, right?
No, you're right. Know, but I
know,
don't think
it's an elephant in the room,
but,
right?
But here's the thing, D, and I don't mean to cut you off because I know you're busy, but here's the thing. I work with Joe every day, right? And I understand I can't control what happens on other shows. But when you try to paint that narrative against him, I work with this man every day, and we have off-air conversations. Don't put that on him. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to work with somebody that's with that narrative. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm not saying it doesn't happen. And that's why I told Mark, you know, if you're gonna do that, be clear who you're talking about, because that's not who I work with. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I know it happens.
I definitely, one thing I would say about Julio is, I will say, like, he calls it for what he thinks he is. Like, he'll call out any player. You understand what I'm saying?
And that's what it is, Derek.
But
yes.
But my issue was when you just said me as black people, that includes me. And I just don't think that he was taking it to that extreme.
Well, Derek, sometimes it feels like that.
Julio
it feels like that.
Because he does.
No, you're right.
But
you're
that's
right.
Like the elephant in the room that can kind of go both ways.
And I get it.
So it's like if you want to call out one, then you got to call out the other.
But I get
so
it.
Basically, you just got to kind of poo-poo around it a little
no,
bit.
No, I get it. I get it, Derek.
It is
but
what it is.
I get it, Derek. No, I get it. But the thing is, we can't run from these conversations because he looks like us. You know what I mean? Because nobody's above criticism. Now, when you start talking about, you know, I know the trigger words just like you know the trigger words. I know the trigger words. And that's where I draw the line. We ain't doing no trigger words. We going to talk about Jalen.
No, I hear you.
We talking about Jalen as a quarterback. We ain't trying to diminish his accomplishments or anything like that. I'm not going to do that. But we can't get offended when we have the conversation, especially if he's not doing well. That's all. But you're right.
Oh, for sure.
I digress. And Mark, that was a great call. I apologize. You know, but I apologize. I don't do
wow,
that.
Wow, you don't apologize very often. That's a real.
I rock with
Derek.
You want me to dump that? No, I rock with Derek. You might want to dump that apology. I don't want nobody.
Derek, what do you got for us for someone who replaced someone else?
someone who replaced someone else. I hate it, man, but it seems like Amazon replaced UPS, man. And I'm a truck driver. Amazon drivers are way worse than UPS drivers, bro.
Damn it, that is a really – Derek, seriously? You're right. I'll just give you
– Very creative.
It's a great answer. It's one.
The trucks are nicer.
I noticed just on my street, like stuff that comes to my house, I very
– It's always Amazon.
So when I first got out of college before
I – live right in the morning, too.
Before I got my first radio job, you know what I did around this time of the year?
What's that?
I was a FedEx driver. I was a seasonal FedEx driver when I first got out of college. There were no jobs.
You
couldn't.
Shouldn't have told everybody.
I was a FedEx driver. They told me to go back in the truck and
deliver the packages.
Listen,
so.
I did
put
it.
The fries in the
bag. It was hard
put
work.
The fries in the bag, Joe.
It was hard work. And it was around this time of the year, I was freezing because you never got warm. You're in the truck, you're out of the truck, you're stopping. But just on my street, I never notice FedEx trucks anymore. I never notice UPS trucks, but the Amazon truck or van or whatever it is, they are nice trucks, by the way. Hugh, the kind of
they got the yeah, but they be tearing them up.
They're on my street every 5 seconds. There's a new one driving down. It's a great answer by Derek. All right, 215-592-9494. It is a safe space. Are you curious? Have you thought about it? Have you closed your eyes and wondered, would this offense be better? Would it look good if Tanner McKee was in the offense? I have. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I've thought about it. Where do you come down? Plus, we want to get to a couple things Nick Sirianni said yesterday and analyze what he meant. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Combo Con today. Something that replaced something else. Could be a thing like the Amazon UPS thing. Could be a person in a role that replaced someone else. Your thoughts on it all. We'll get you in the mix for Combo Con. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.